Hello, I'm Rahul Bagaria, a program manager on the Visual Studio Application Insights team. If you're responsible for any service, web, or mobile application, you might know how critical it is to monitor your app's availability and reliability and deliver a user experience that is responsive and evolving to meet your customer needs. Application Insights is a preview service in Azure Portal, which can definitely help you succeed with 360-degree information about your application in near real time. In this video, I'm going to give you an overview tour of Application Insights and show how you can get started quickly. We will then visit the Azure portal and explore 360-degree data being collected for any application already fully configured with Application Insight. In the end, we will cover the resources so that you can learn more about the service and get started today. Application Insights is an end-to-end solution where telemetry data is collected at every tier, sent to the cloud for processing and storage, and made available in an interactive experience in Azure Portal. We usually talk about this in terms of three key pillars. Firstly, you get a comprehensive 360-degree view across your entire application stack, providing deep insights on user adoption and interaction, combined with availability and performance analysis. Secondly, it provides a set of powerful exploration tools, enabling you to quickly identify and diagnose issues, assess customer impact, and prioritize accordingly. Thirdly, it enables out-of-the-box collection of vital application data for almost any app or service. Application Insights come as part of Visual Studio for Windows or ASP.NET developers and provides simple SDKs for most platforms, including JavaScript, iOS, Android, Java, Ruby, Python, etc. So let's get started with the demo. Here I have Visual Studio 2013 Update 4, and I have my application solution already open. I can add Application Insights to my ASP.NET app. I right-click on the project and choose Add Applications Insights Telemetry. Now, I am already signed into Azure, so I have a default Azure subscription. I will accept the default names for this app, which will create the component on the Azure portal and get the instrumentation key automatically. This also adds all the Application Insights NuGet packages relevant to the web app, so without writing any code, I'll get telemetry data on requests, exceptions, page views, etc. for my application when it is deployed, or even when it is running locally in my dev environment. You can follow the same steps in Visual Studio if you are building a Windows app or use our SDKs for other platforms. We also support the scenario where your app or service might already be deployed and you want to start monitoring the same without having to rebuild and redeploy a new version. We have a configuration tool called Status Monitor, which you can install on your Windows Server or Azure VM through the Web Platform Installer. It can help you choose the apps you want to onboard and set up everything for you to start monitoring. Fabricam Prod is one of the applications that I have already configured with Status Monitor, and there are other apps which are not configured, which I can just add Application Insights to right from Status Monitor. Now let us look at an actual application that I have already set up, which is running on an Azure VM and is fully configured with Application Insights. Here we are in Azure Portal. Fabricam Fiber is an ASP.NET app that I have been running for quite some time now. This is the Application Insights Blade, where I can access telemetry data for my application. I can monitor in one look how my application is performing, both from the client side and from the server side, and whether there are any failures that I should care about. I can even further drill down into availability, failures, performance, server, and browser metrics to get more details to learn more and be able to solve my problems. So, for example, I can click on failures and get a detailed look into different types of failures that my application will be collecting. So there might be failed requests, exceptions, server requests, and other details. I can even assess the impact that how many users were impacted with that issue. I can also explore details about my user adoption, client environments, and trends. I can see which are the top browsers that my users were using. I can see my custom events that I sent, and I can even view the sessions by country, region, and other client environment details. I can also set up alerts using custom web tests, URL pings, or even threshold-based alerts on application metrics. At the end, I can also set up continuous export of my data to an Azure Blob storage for further correlating with other data sources. And that wraps up a quick overview of Application Insights. Please consult these resources for more information, and do look for other Connect videos diving deep into some of the particular scenarios. We are looking forward to your feedback, and we hope it helps you be successful, whether you are building a service, web, or a mobile application. Thanks for watching.